I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is All in Hand, written by Spencer Pritchard, read by Luke. I study your portrait and read your words with breathless anticipation. Study every letter and imagine them rolling off your tongue, dancing from your sultry mouth to the erotic southern hemisphere cadence of your voice, showering me in their implied filth. My imagination runs wild as I picture you laid on your bed, your partly naked body wrapped in moonlight and the occasional flash of lightning from the raging storm outside. Angled against the headboard, your hands busying themselves against your soft, smooth skin, squeezing nipples, stroking thighs, brushing against moist, throbbing lips. Your own script has led you to this. It feels so self-centered to be turned on by what you've just written, but knowing that particular fantasy is on the internet for everyone to read has made your cunt pulse and your juices flow. You can't help yourself. You open your eyes to watch as you move the fingertips that have been slowly circling your engorged clitoris to just between your blushed labia. The warmth is strong, the scent heady, the desire overwhelming. Your thoughts turn to the last time you had company there, his heavy, twitching cock nestled between those thick, wet lips, promising to stretch them open and fill you up. You remember that feeling of completion as you delve your fingers inside you, curling them to the angle his perfectly sculpted dick bent to. Your cunt floods with excitement as you gasp with joy, your fingers slowly working that soft spot of cushiony flesh that only a few have found. The electricity from that center ignites your body and sparks down to your fingers, connecting the circuit of overpowering desire. Control is lost, lust takes over, and you give in to the need. Your hand gathers speed, fingers now straight, hitting your depth with every forceful plunge, the soft palm of your hand stinging your buzzing clit as it slaps against the wet flesh. You fuck yourself furiously, moans and gasps and fucks fill the air, fitting between the thunderous rumbles of the storm outside, the strikes of lightning brightening the moving pictures behind your eyelids, illuminating the black and white memories of a body atop you, sharing this feeling, moving inside you. Your body bucks and writhes as your cunt squeezes your fingers and explodes over your hand. Your eyes roll to the back of your head as your heart races and your whole body stiffens. You sink your teeth into your bottom lip and collapse, gently sliding your fingers from yourself and up over your sensitive clit, which makes you shudder and smile. You check how many people have viewed your latest story while you indulged yourself. There are many. You bring your cum-soaked fingers to your lips and taste your satisfaction as the thought of so many people taking themselves into their hands as they read your story stiffens your nipples and spreads a wide-open grin over your flushed face. This happens instantly in my mind, all at once and over again. My cock is rigid in seconds and straining against the waistband of my jockey shorts, begging to be released. I have one hand cupping my scrotum, feeling my balls tighten as I become more and more aroused. With my eyes closed, I imagine you in front of me, laid on your bed, lit by the moonlight, furiously fucking yourself to the random sounds of the storm, not being able to control your body. I pull my hard dick out and over the top of my underwear and begin to circle my thumb over my tip, spreading the bead of sticky pre-cum that has appeared around. I taste it. I use a finger to trace over the veins that make up the ridges of my penis, the moistened thumb to tickle the sensitive circumcision scars at the top of my girth, running along the underneath of my engorged tip. I can't wait any longer, and I grip my shaft tight. I think of you hovering your sweetly scented pussy over my face as I work the flesh on my cock, using my thumb to graze my glands as my other hand squeezes and pulls my balls. My breath quickens, and my pulse races as the urgency in my body grows. A type of rage builds inside, and testosterone takes over. The slow stroke has become a furious jerk. Muscular thighs are tight, buttocks are tensed, and the perineum squeezed. I can now see your face, contorted in pleasure, tits grabbed and skin sweaty. I imagine you coming, losing yourself for me, and it pushes me over the edge. Every muscle in my body flexes as my cock releases its tension, my thumb and finger gripping for a second longer to build pressure, and then releasing long, thick chains of hot cum high into the air. They land on my chest, my stomach, around my cock, and on my hand. I lay there, breathless and spent, surveying the mess I have just made, and wishing it was your face instead of my torso. My smile grows as I taste the cum on my fingers. I'm going to have to write about this. If you like this, you can find more of Spencer Pritchard's fabulous work on Twitter at SpenPErotica, more of me at Beardy Noise, and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.